This is Day to Day. I'm Alex Cohen. In Los Angeles, firefighters have gained the upper hand on a wildfire that started on Tuesday afternoon. The fire has destroyed more than 800 acres in Griffith Park. It's a huge park in the middle of L.A., filled with miles of hiking trails and popular tourist destinations like the Griffith Observatory and the Autry Museum. Those buildings have been saved from the wildfire thanks in part to water-dropping helicopters. Earlier, I spoke with Chief Tony Maroney of the L.A. County Fire Department. He heads the Air Operations Section, and he was in a helicopter for much of the first night of the fire. Chief Maroney told me about the challenges of flying at night.
It really does increase the danger tenfold, so it is very difficult at night to navigate your way through the canyons to try to get the helicopter close enough to the fire perimeter. So when you do drop your water, that water is effective. It's a difficult operation, but we're fortunate here at LA County Fire to have night vision goggles to let us see a little bit better. And we have a lot of talking back and forth between the helicopters, knowing where everybody is. So we have a sense of awareness of where the other helicopters are so we don't have a mid-air collision.
When we watch the fire on TV, there are these huge, bright orange flames. When you're seeing them at night, what do those flames look like?
It's spectacular. It's exciting. It's frightening. It's all of those things. We fly through the plume of smoke, which is bright orange embers coming into the cockpit and stinging your face. It's really quite remarkable. And then when you fly out of the smoke, all of a sudden everything is instantly clear. It's really quite a ride.
What kind of helicopter are you flying?
We fly two types of helicopters. We fly the Sikorsky Firehawk, and we also fly the backbone of the firefighting industry, the Bell 412 helicopter.
Can you explain the process of dropping water onto a fire? You know, how do you pick what your targets are?
Well, it's not a random process where pilots just drop water wherever they see fire. We usually have a starting point, which we call an anchor point, and we use the helicopters in such a way to start at that point and progress down the fire line, down alongside the fire perimeter. It's safer that way, and you get more accomplished with each drop.
Where do you pick the water up from, and how much of it are you able to transport at a time?
The Sikorsky Firehawk drops 1,000 gallons from its water drop tank. That helicopter is able to snorkel fill by itself over a lake or a pond or a river. We use the Holyrood Reservoir and the Silver Lake Reservoir to actually snorkel water for the two Firehawks that L.A. County provided. The Bell 412 helicopters, they are ground-filled at a helispot by an engine company. They carry 360 gallons of water.
You said snorkel fill. That's got to be a really big snorkel.
It's a big snorkel. It's about a 5-inch diameter sock. At the end of the sock that comes down on a reel, there is a hydraulic pump with an impeller. It pushes the water up into the water drop tank, 1,000 gallons. The pilot actually hovers over the water source about 10 feet off the top of the lake or the reservoir. We fill up and then we take off very quickly and get to the fire, make a drop, and then return to snorkel fill. Sort of the measuring stick that we use to see if a helicopter or an air tanker is effective is how many gallons of water can be dropped per hour. With the Firehawk, we can make 15 drops in an hour, which would be 15,000 gallons an hour, which is just a huge amount of water.
Chief Maroney, it has been incredibly dry here in Southern California. Such a big fire, early May. How does this bode for the rest of the fire season this year?
Based on my 24 years of experience in the fire department, I think that we're going to have a very challenging summer in all of Southern California. Having a fire like this so early in May, this is about our fourth large fire that we've had since the beginning of the year. This is not normal. Usually we start our brush season in July or August. On large incidents, if we start having numerous incidents, helicopter resources, air tanker resources are going to be very scarce, and there's not going to be enough to go around, and fires are going to run unchecked. So we're in for a really hot, dry, difficult summer.
Chief Tony Maroney heads the Air Operations Section of the Los Angeles County Fire Department. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much, Alex.
One Los Angeles City Council member has also spent many hours this week at the scene of the fire. He took the natural disaster very personally. NPR's Mandalit Del Barco met up with him yesterday.
Tiny white ashes float past Tom Labonge's blonde crew cut as he looks out over Griffith Park, the area he represents on the L.A. City Council, the park he's enjoyed since growing up nearby.
All my life, 53 years. You know, I hiked that trail every morning. I hiked it down today. I drove up. It's sad. It's like you're walking in the moon, you know, the earth is just scorched.
Labonge seems to know every inch of Griffith Park.
The biggest loss is Dante's View, which is on the eastern slope of Mount Hollywood. It's a beautiful garden that Dante Orgelini, the late great, built in 64. There's a plaque up there. It still survived, but it says he built this garden for me and you. So we have to restore that. Also, Captain's Roost, which was built in the late 30s and 40s, was destroyed by fire. Glendale Peak, a promising stop on the Hogback Trail, was destroyed by fire.
One spot that was spared by the fire was the Griffith Observatory, a location for numerous Hollywood movies, including Rebel Without a Cause, where James Dean once had to race against a rival.
Is that meaning me?
What?
Chicken.
Yes. You shouldn't call me that.
Labonge can not only cite scenes from movies filmed here, he seems to know many of the families who live here, too.
The home that was famous there in L.A. Confidential, the Lautner home, on the end of Dundee, it was saved. So that was very important. The Topper family still lives there.
Labonge gets in his Silver Crown Victoria to drive us through the park.
We're coming upon Aberdeen Canyon. This is the canyon in which the fire started.
And he takes us to another favorite spot for Hollywood, Cedar Grove.
You can see how pretty it is. This burnt the top of it right here. But you could see where they make this out to be a great location for movies.
What movies have been filmed here?
The last ones were T3 and also the Bruce Willis Die Hard series.
Animals from the L.A. Zoo did not have to be evacuated, but Labonge says on his hike the morning after the fire, he did see some wild rabbits that didn't make it.
Unfortunately, they were posed just like they were making their last leap.
Labonge greets some of the firefighters who are resting after a long night.
Hey, I just wanted to say thank you. I'm Tom Labonge. I'm the councilman.
As he turns another corner, he stops the car.
I'm just going to go back here. Just going to take a minute.
Labonge takes out a shovel from the trunk and walks to a small spot that's still smoldering. Until a fire crew arrives, he stands there with flames licking his boots, and he buries some burning embers.
Stamp it out like Smokey the Bear.
L.A. City Council member Tom Labonge, just like Smokey the Bear. Mandalit del Barco, NPR News.